This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Barack Obama has taken the first step in a presidential bid. The Illinois senator put a videotaped statement on his website, barackobama.com. We're looking at it right now, but if you're not near a computer, don't worry. We'll play it for you. The senator said he will be filing papers today to create a presidential exploratory committee.
For the next several weeks, I'm going to talk with people from around the country, listening and learning more about the challenges we face as a nation, the opportunities that lie before us, and the role that a presidential campaign might play in bringing our country together.
Let's get more now from NPR political editor Ken Rudin, who's in our studios. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Explain the basics first. Does this mean he is running or not running?
Well, we think he's running, but officially an exploratory committee allows a candidate to raise money and then go around, do all the effort he can to, which will lead to a candidacy. And he said, Barack Obama said today, that a decision one way or the other will be announced on February 10th.
So he makes a headline.
He does.
He takes a step. And there are more headlines.
The other headlines is that what do the other Democrats do? For the longest time, these other Democrats, and there are plenty of them, Wesley Clark, Joe Biden, Chris Dodd, John Edwards, have all been trying to position themselves as the non-Hillary, the anti-Hillary, or the alternative to Hillary Clinton. Once Barack Obama said on Meet the Press back in October that he was thinking about it, it really shook up the whole race because even though 2 years in the Senate, far less experience than most candidates, he still represents something that, a lot of voters are looking for in a candidate.
He just suggested running, and Evan Bayh of Indiana went away, Mark Warner of Virginia went away, and
that's
you're
correct.
Wondering if more people will go away now that he's taken this additional step.
Well, if everybody wants to be pictured as the alternative, and Barack Obama, if you look at the polls, seems to be the alternative, what room is there for the other candidates?
Okay, when you talk about the anti-Hillary, what does this mean for Hillary Clinton?
Well, according to friends of hers, she said from the beginning that she regards Barack Obama as her most serious challenge. Barack Obama, in his statement today, said, I want to bring the country together. Perhaps that's a shot at President Bush over the war in Iraq and things like that, but it could be a veiled shot at Hillary Clinton, who many people feel is just maybe too polarizing to win in 2008.
Hmm. Well, when we get past that rhetorical shot, what does Barack Obama stand for? What's his platform likely to be?
Well, it's really not much different than most other Democrats. He says that the war in Iraq was a mistake from the beginning. He says the economy is failing the middle class and the lower class. He calls for affordable health care. He calls for oil independence. These are not things that other candidates are not talking about, but Obama has a way and a manner and a tone of saying it that many voters find very comforting.
That's his strength right now?
That's right.
What about weaknesses?
Well, the weakness, of course, is 2 years. We know about a suspicious land deal in Chicago that he's apologized for. There was, you know, he's already fessed up to taking cocaine years ago in his autobiography. But you know there are opposition research people out there, and whatever there is to find out about Barack Obama, they'll find it.
Is that part of his problem, is that you don't know what you don't know, because he's never really had a tough political campaign where all of the warts would be exposed?
Well, exactly. I mean, nobody expected him to win for the Senate when he ran in 2004. He came from absolutely out of nowhere. But you do know a lot of things about Hillary Clinton. You know about her past, and perhaps he has far less baggage than she does. At least the Obama people hope so.
Ken, thanks for sorting this out for us.
Thanks, Steve.
And again, Barack Obama has made a statement on his website saying that he is going to create a presidential exploratory committee, a step toward a possible presidential campaign.